Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a social sports bet podcast. This is the
It's almost over. Football's almost over.
Football is never over. So we're keeping on, keeping on. This is the Twitch cast. Basically, and it is welcome to Championship Weekend. Anybody watching the Twitch cast right now definitely sees a site that is a meme from 2 years ago, as, you know, Stephon Diggs looking out as the Kansas City Chiefs celebrated going to the Super Bowl against the Buffalo Bills. The wonderful 13-second game. Because another playoff appearance, another playoff catastrophe, another tragic heartbreaker for the Buffalo Bills.
Right. Yeah.
So basically, this is the updated bracket. We are down to four teams. This is the final four. We have the San Francisco 49ers facing off against the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens going against the Kansas City Chiefs. The winner of those matchups will meet in Vegas, baby. You know, basically, they will have more bets on them than Calvin Ridley.
And Ben is coming in.
Viva Las Vegas.
There is Ben.
All right. So, basically, recapping the games, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Houston Texans 34-10, beating the spread. You know, and definitely making that happen. The team that did not make the spread, the San Francisco 49ers barely survived against the Green Bay Packers. Like, seriously, the Green Bay Packers had the lead with, like, 2 minutes to go. And the 49ers were able to take over, and Jordan Love threw a interception and lost the game. All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, changed on each of these because over in bed we're different. Instead of using Stream Together, we're actually going through our Social Sports Bet Podcast Discord voice channel because this way it's a lot better connection. You guys can hear them a lot more clearly. And
yeah, you can hear my beautiful voice.
You can hear mine too.
Yep. But yeah, so I changed the Texans logo to the Oilers logo because they lost.
Although if it were the city of Houston, they'd like to have that name back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
but, because fuck Bud Adams. Yep.
Fair. Green Bay instead of the Green Bay G. I use. Basically, a picture of moldy, stinky cheese. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers losing to the Detroit Lions 31-23, I used instead of the current logo of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I used the orange creamsicle Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo.
The Errol Flynn.
Tampa Bay.
That was the best.
That definitely is something we'll be discussing in March for our March Madness of Brackets month. Because, yes, the Social Sports Bet Podcast, we do not stop at football. We handle all sports as much as we can. We are growing. We went with football because we got a lot of people to do football. But now, as we are growing, we are able to do more sports, more events, more fun. Basically, we are doing the lap down on Wednesday nights that's available on Spotify.
Speaking of lap down, we don't have a date yet, but we do have a guest hopefully coming onto the show. It's a former race car driver, David Starr. So looking forward to hopefully having him.
Formula One, right?
He raced in the Xfinity series, like the lower tier, the one, not NASCAR, but the one before it.
Oh, nice.
The Xfinity series, yeah.
Nice.
He's like 67. I don't know if he's still racing or not.
Yeah, probably like right. Races part-time, you know, like the Arcas.
Old tracks or something, yeah.
All right, that was a little bit. I lost you guys for a little bit in terms of voice. We'll keep on going. And then finally, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Buffalo Bills as the Buffalo Bills had a field goal go wide right. I changed the Buffalo Bill to a Buffalo that had been shot. And the red stripe is a blood thing. All right.
Buffalo is
You're really not going to show the slide? There we go. Okay.
Hey, Buffalo is burnt cheeks. All right. So, yeah, there's a little bit of a lag probably in the voice of the Discord chat and the...
there's no lag on Discord. Yes, it's on Twitch. All on Twitch, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Sam is here. Yeah, thank you for being here. But yes.
Hello,
Cobra, you know where we're going. You know, our destination is
Cobra's Rehabilitation Center for Angry Fans and Plant and Postseason Rejects. Are you suffering from Tufts Loss Syndrome? Is your team suffering? Fuck.
Is your team suffering from postseason or ejectile dysfunction?
Erectile dysfunction.
Showing signs of always next year-itis?
I'm not even comment on that one.
Time to go see the doctor.
Time to go see your doctors. So we have three of us and four teams going on right now. So Cobra, you get to pick a team after Ben. So it's going to be Ben, Cobra, and then I will recap the other two. So, Cobra, go ahead and pick a team.
Well, I'm going to say
Steelers got a Super Bowl.
Can't use the Steelers. But I am going to say I will definitely choose the Houston Texans on this one. I'm going to give you the opportunity to roast the Bills. The Houston Texans, what they did right? Easy answer. C.J. Stroud. What went wrong? Injuries, and I think they just need a little bit more time in the oven, but success is coming to them. This team pretty much playing with house money. No one expected them to get this far. In fact, we were expecting them at the end of the season, the end of the season, to be getting their golf clubs and hitting the links.
Yeah. They were definitely a team that we put as a top five draft pick team this year.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Ben? Which team do you want to go with? Green Bay, Tampa Bay, or Buffalo?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. They have a quarterback right now, probably for the next, I'd say, 3 years. If he plays the way he played this year, they need to get more receivers. Mike Evans is not getting any younger. Chris Godwin. He's not getting any younger either. They need to revamp their wide receiver core. Vea, wherever his name is. He's getting up there in age. They're gonna have to start looking for his replacement eventually.
He's not getting up there in age.
How old is he?
He was drafted the same year as Josh Allen.
How old is he though?
He's not 30 yet.
They're still gonna milk him, but I mean, he's in a position that gets overpaid. Yeah,
with his size and his weight, he's not a small dude. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a beefy boy.
His age is gonna catch up to him, and he might start feeling that age. I mean, if he doesn't start like hitting the weight room a little bit and bulk up, he might. I don't know. I'm not saying that, but I mean, he's not no spring chicken right now. They do need to look for an heir.
28 is his. He's 28.
That's not bad, I guess.
Yeah, he turns 29 February 5th.
Okay. I mean, he has probably a few
he's
more
not,
years.
He's not 30 yet.
But they do need to look for a little bit more pieces. They definitely need a little bit more help on defense and offense. Like, they're going to need at least get a top receiver in the draft somewhere if they can and beef up that offensive line a little bit more. Mayfield can help them. He can do it. He just needs the help.
Yep. All right.
And I'm going to go back inside. I'll be back.
All right, Ricky.
So it's going to be me. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to do all four of them. All right.
You're going to do all four.
First. Yep, I'm going to do all four of them. So what they used in Texas, what they did right was one, D'Amico Ryans. Definitely D'Amico Ryans should hands down be coach of the year. Bar none. CJ Stroud, rookie of the year, hands down. Almost wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get any MVP votes. All right. What they did wrong? Quite honestly, I think it was just inexperience. Like, they didn't really have anybody that was there that was experienced that could win. Like, they had Robert Woods. They have Devin Singletary.
That's
had
not
winning cultures around them in Buffalo and in Los Angeles with the Rams. But
yeah,
they didn't have anybody that really projected them into the next level. They were basically ragtagging it. You know, dare I say that Houston may fall to earth big time and hard in the next season.
Really?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Yep, that's going to be my hot take. Basically, the way they played this year, they may not be able to repeat it. Only because of, having a bunch of rookies, you only have the college tape. D'Amico Ryans, he's a rookie head coach. He don't have anything on him. But now they got a season worth of stuff on him.
Yep.
They know what they're gonna do on him. All right. Devin Singletary, he showed wonderful poise and he took that starting job from Damian Pierce.
Yep.
Took it. Now, what's going to happen there also? Is Tank Dell going to come back from his broken leg, and be the same? Nico Collins, can he keep up that production? Especially with how they beat him up this last year.
Yeah.
All right. Tampa Bay, what went right? The Baker Mayfield experiment. All right, Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback in the NFL, but for how long?
He's not elite. Exactly.
I mean, you don't really need elite. Wait, did I hear
a new
voice? Did I hear a new voice in here?
Oh,
no, I thought I heard a new voice. Nope. But with Baker, we had the same thing in Cleveland. All right, this Baker Mayfield that we had in Tampa Bay this year is the same Baker Mayfield that basically destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers in the wild card round a couple of years ago.
Yep, and made legendary YouTuber Your Name Tree flip his shit. It's hilarious. I watched it. It was awesome.
A bunch of Pittsburgh Steelers fans flipped their shit.
Yeah.
what went wrong? they didn't get prepared for the inevitable retirement of Mike Evans, the loss of Chris Godwin soon. They don't have anybody really that they could pick their brain on, you know, to kind of make, like how Minnesota with Randy Moss had Chris Carter to mentor Randy Moss.
Yes.
You know, Mike Evans needs a guy, a young guy, to get mentored and get ready to be a star in Tampa Bay. Otherwise, in the next couple of seasons, if Baker's still there, which Baker's going to be there, they're going to suffer. And especially in that weak-ass division, they're not going to go too far. Nope. All right. Green Bay, what did they do right? Jordan Love's development. They did not panic over the slow start. Jordan Love started to heat up. Jordan Love started to really push and push, and he developed into a quality quarterback. He also has wonderful receivers that developed into a unit. This is a team in Green Bay. What went wrong for Green Bay? Their defensive inconsistency. There were times that Green Bay's defense were world beaters. And then there were times that Green Bay's defense couldn't stop an ex-wife.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like, with Green Bay, I definitely am intrigued. But also, I kind of put them in the same class as, like, Houston. Like, hey, this may be a fluke. Hold your horses. Pump the brakes.
Yep.
And then finally.
And finally.
The Buffalo Bills.
To be fair, a lot of things went right, but they were balanced out by the things that went wrong.
And Cobra, I got this.
Go ahead.
What did they? What did they do right? What did they do right? They got rid of Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey as an offensive coordinator. See, your offense is a lot like an ice cream. When they had Brian Daboll, they had sprinkles. They had hot fudge. They had some whipped cream and a cherry on top. It was a great offense. Ken Dorsey was a McDonald's shake machine. It was just vanilla. There was no sprinkling in anything. The only sprinkling that happened was Josh Allen. It was like getting an Oreo McFlurry. But the machine was running. Alright. Under Joe Brady, you started to get a little bit of play with it. Somebody smashed up an apple pie. Threw it in the ice cream. Blended it up. It was nice and tasty. What went wrong for Buffalo? A hell of a lot.
Injuries.
Okay. Chobra, shut up. Let me cook.
That is one of the points. That is one of the points.
Yeah, but it's not the main point.
No, no.
All right. This was a team that, not gonna lie, had a whole lot of demons on them. First of all, Madden Curse does exist. And Surprisingly, it avoided Josh Allen. It avoided Josh Allen. Another thing that happened, first and foremost, Leslie Frazier, their defensive coordinator, decided, you know, I'm going to take a year off.
Fuck up. Buffalo had no defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, yes, Sean McDermott is a defensive-minded coach, but there's coaching, and then there's coaching and coordinating, calling the plays, instead of coming up with a game plan, making adjustments. I mean, Leslie Frazier, couldn't stop Cincinnati and played soft. But still, there have been times that Buffalo would have been able to get a lot done. Then, Cobra brings up the injuries. All right. Buffalo defensively, want to say six starters got hurt. Star players, Pro Bowl players, all pro players got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And missed time. What also went wrong? Final 2 minutes of the Bills game against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were having ease of marching down the field, like with a run. Josh Allen, what'd he do? He tried to hit the home run. As we said in the preseason, when Josh Allen tries his best to hit the home run, boy strikes out.
Help.
So Buffalo,
right
now, you have the second worst salary cap in the NFL. You are listed at over the cap at negative $43 million.
Yep.
You are $43 million over the salary cap. The only team worse than you is the New Orleans Saints. Your championship window, I'm going to say, is shut.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as Josh Allen's your quarterback, as long as you make balance happen, you'll be back. You'll be back. Especially since the AFC East doesn't have a Brady.
Yep.
So we look ahead to the final two games before the Super Bowl. The AFC Championship game is played first. And it is the Kansas City Chiefs as the third seed going into Baltimore, Maryland to play the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens are favored by 3.5 points. Cobra, what are you thinking about this game?
I'm thinking it should be Buffalo in this position, but it is not. Sad but true. So I am taking Baltimore with both the win and the spread, primarily because of how they decimated a Texans team that was white hot.
I mean,
I'll admit that, that Texas team was getting hot and they ran into the Ravens and it was a brick wall. The impact player is going to be Lamar Jackson. And the Baltimore defense is actually going to shut down Travis Kelce. So that's how you beat Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen. Take away Travis Kelce. He ain't got shit.
I mean, and not gonna lie, Buffalo couldn't do that.
All exactly. Right. That was another point you kind of missed. Injuries, they couldn't.
Buffalo.
Because of the injuries, they couldn't beat Kelce.
Three linebackers. Solid linebacker core, could shut down Travis Kelce. Basically, linebacker saves with Kelce, safety over the top. Basically, that's how you get Travis Kelce. You got to make sure that he's not able to shake it off.
Fun fact, his squeeze ain't going to be there. M&T Bank Stadium literally banned her from showing up.
It's whatever.
Exactly.
Now, and now you want to talk about Buffalo being in that position. Buffalo, if Buffalo was there and won the game, they probably were going to lose this game anyway.
Yeah, it's a possibility. But still.
But hey,
you know.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. You know, only one team wins and one team loses.
Exactly. Right. That's why they're playoffs. Bullshit as they are.
All right. Oh, that was a little bit of a lag. So, it was also kind of funny when I was making this deck.
I'm back.
Something that interesting. So, something of note. Both championship games are the 3 seed versus the 1 seed.
Or 1 and 3, okay.
Yep. Because the number 3 Detroit Lions are facing off against the number 1 San Francisco 49ers, and the number 3 Kansas City Chiefs are going off against the number 1 Baltimore Ravens. The San Francisco 49ers are favored by 6.5 over the Detroit Lions. Cobra, you take it away, then Ben, then myself. We'll wrap things up.
I'm taking the 49ers and the spread. The Lions, I hate to say this, but I think your Cinderella story has run out, primarily because the 49ers have more people that have experience in the playoffs. And also, Detroit, you don't have the home crowd on your side. You're in Levi's Stadium, you know, with some rabid 49ers. So, yeah, you don't have that advantage. Sad but true. But San Francisco walks away with this and wins handedly by 20 points. It'll be 40-20. 41-21.
All right, Ben, what do you see?
Which game are we talking about again?
Lions and 49ers.
Lions and 49ers.
Oh, my.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
How I look at this game. I'm going with the Lions. I think I think it's the Lions' turn. The 49ers have a lot of questions right now. Are they healthy enough? Is Brock Purdy ready for the big time? He has shown times where he gets lost in the big show and the big moments. And I think they have it this year. They have the team to beat. Goff is actually playing really good football. The Lions as a whole are playing really good football. And I see the Lions coming out over top of the 49ers 32-27.
Nice.
So may I see this game going to overtime? Honestly, yep, that's my bold prediction with this one. Is this game goes into overtime unless we get the appearance of Jared Goff.
Yep.
You know, if Jared Goff appears, then yeah, 49ers all day, every day. You know, but
Jared Goff to the Super Bowl.
Yep, I mean, it's been a while since we've seen Goff. We haven't seen Goff since, like, the Green Bay Thanksgiving game, I think.
He's been playing good football lately. Yeah, Lane. Like,
yep.
And you know, his old coach, he might be kicking himself in the ass right now. Sean McVay might be like, man, I should have kept this guy.
And maybe.
The Rams weren't the one with Goff.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know, man. Like, he just threw him away like he was trash, and he tore him a new ass on. Like, he just basically said he was a trash quarterback.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I mean, that first year in Detroit, he was trash. Yeah. He didn't really have a good running game.
Could you chalk that up to Matt Patricia, or you chalk that up to Dan Campbell?
I'm going to say Matt Patricia. That was the problem there.
By the way, sorry, Eagles. Not sorry.
But
they still have Matt Patricia.
Yeah, but the Detroit Lions, these players will run through traffic for Dan Campbell. They will run through lava for Dan Campbell. They will walk through hell with a snowball and a glass of water to give him a drink and something to eat.
Oof.
Nice.
You know,
that's dedication.
Can't say that for anybody else in the NFL, but now, not gonna lie, this is also very much a very short podcast because, you know, it was only out of one game. Basically, next week, we're going to kind of go over the top 25 free agents, and we're going to ask the wonderful questions, do they stay or do they go? You know, so bring back the, you know, Dr. Cobra, Dr. Styles. You know, we'll get that situated. 25 listed free agents. And we'll see what we think. If they stay, then yay. And if they go, we're also going to predict where they're going to go. But with that note, this is basically the end of the program. Thank you going out to all of our affiliate sponsors, Fanatics.com, W Energy, Bulletproof Coffee, Dr. Squatch, Duke Cannon Soap, and Sleeps. Basically, the links are in the Spotify for By us, where you can listen to the Hard Count and the Lap Down. And also...
My prediction for the Kansas City and Baltimore game, Kansas City's going to win because Kansas City is on a new, is on a whole new level. That's my 2 cents on the Kansas City game.
Okay. And and then finally, we're giving a huge thank you to all of you currently now on Twitch and listening to us on the Spotify. Without you guys, this is not possible. Without you guys, this is not fun, and we do not want to do it without fun. So thank you very much. But and from all of us here at the Social Sports Bad Podcast, we are always wishing you a good night, good week, and always
and a good season.
Alright, so you're stopped recording there. And we are probably, you know,